You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. A controversial development by a Central Coast winery will soon go before the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission. The land in question sits between Nipomo and Arroyo Grande near Highway 101. As KCBX reporter Karen Garcia explains, as is often the case nowadays, water is at the center of the debate.
We're on a stretch of rural road in southern San Luis Obispo County, adjacent to land owned by Leticia Vineyards. Since 2004, the winery has been working on a project to build small groups of houses on it while maintaining much of the grapevines that are also there. The industry refers to this as an ag cluster. We were given a tour of the area surrounding the vineyards by neighbor Tim Toomey, who lives just a few minutes away from the entrance of the proposed housing project.
My family's been in this area for five generations. This land here was part of the original Rancho Nipomo.
Toomey says the agriculture clusters aren't a bad idea for this development, but there is a concern about the water that would be used for the homes.
I'm not against ag clusters per se. Mm-hmm. We have some good ones in South County, but they have plentiful water. Here, we do not. And it's absolutely foolish to take more water out of the ground when we're already suffering the consequences of not enough water.
He continues to drive through the area and points to examples.
You can see there's no lawns at all.
On the short drive to the entrance of the proposed project, Toomey shared a personal story.
As an example, my brother-in-law and sister live here, and their well is dry and has been for some time.
Victor Montgomery is Leticia's manager for this project and invited us to discuss water concerns in his office. He says lawn space will be limited for each home.
They're just water sponges. So we said, okay, we're going to tighten down the screws on lawns. 300 square feet. That's it. It's about the size of this room.
Montgomery said the land for the project underwent a two-year test to ensure whether the wells would provide enough water for the homes, as well as the existing agriculture.
Our hydrogeologist, the county's hydrogeologist, spent about 2 years tested, drilling wells, bringing them online, and testing them, and looking at all the existing ag wells as well.
The tests were administered in 2009 and 10. The result? Both consultants wrote a report that was looked over by a third-party hydrogeologist that the county hired.
So, yeah, the consultant concluded that the testing showed there was sufficient water to serve the development and the agricultural portion, as long as water conservation measures were incorporated into the project.
That's Brian Pedrotti, a member of the San Luis Obispo County Department of Planning and Building, and it's his job to oversee this housing development plan. He says the water conservation methods include 2 meters in every household to monitor water usage inside and outside the home.
The tests are accurate, and the results are accurate because the project includes a drought water management plan, and that guides water management during a severe drought. And that would be essentially now.
KCBX contacted all three hydrogeologists involved in the testing of the wells, but they told us that they did not feel comfortable speaking about how those tests hold up, given the ongoing drought conditions. Back to neighbor Tim Toomey. He said the community does not have the resources to obtain all the experts, but common sense says there isn't water.
You know, you can find mitigations for almost everything, but you can't mitigate the lack of water.
The County Planning Commission is scheduled to take up this issue in July. Karen Garcia, KCBX News.